Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And welcome to the second and final hour of the program. It is Friday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Lukho Mgwedi-Phuthi, cruising with you nicely into your evening. And in this second hour, I'm not flying solo. Nope. I've got with me on the line Mr. Fred Makgato. Mr. Fred, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, Lukho. We appreciate you welcoming us, affording us an opportunity to engage with the listeners.
Listen, Mr. Fred, I see FASA Annual Conference 2026 is coming up. If you can just give us a brief of what this conference is all about. In fact, if you can enlighten us on what FASA is even.
FASA, being a long-standing partner with Radio Pulpit, is an organization that strives and promotes ethical franchising in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We promote entrepreneurship in the country through franchising. We promote investment opportunities within the franchising sector. We promote youth and women entrepreneurship within franchising. So there's a lot of focus and creating jobs, much needed jobs. That's the main issue.
And what is your call to action exactly, sir?
Our call to action, let's not look away. Franchising is the best business model to ever occur on this planet in this time and age. So let's grab the opportunity and use it to improve our economy and the world.
I love what you're saying. It's the way to go now. And you know, people are still waiting for employment in this day and age when we can actually, you know, go a different direction, because that's all we know. Employment, 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 you know. And what are you saying to young people? Is this the new, should I say, way of building our economy?
This is, in fact, the building block. So the young people, the time of looking for jobs is over.
Mm.
The time to be entrepreneurial is here.
Yep.
So we need to dig deep into our African spirit, into our Ubuntu, into our resilience, because franchise business model on its own is a resilient type of a model.
Mm.
So let's dig deep into our DNA. We know how we are wired,
yep,
as South Africans.
Now, tell me, Mr. Fred, the conference is coming up in 2026. What exactly is encompassed in it? What are you focusing on, or what are your core areas for this upcoming conference?
Our core areas, I'll say, four most important aspects. One, it's the existing franchise businesses.
Mm.
This is an opportunity to attract investors into your network, to grow your network.
Okay.
By identifying opportunities that exist that you may not have identified in the previous years or the decades. Two, for aspirant franchisors or franchisees, this is an opportunity to meet up and network with existing thriving businesses within the franchising space.
Mm.
For the supply chain managers or intended managers or manufacturers, this is an opportunity to promote the products that you have, that you need to get into the supply chain. Access to market. Then we have the issue of the AI, which is upon us. Technology.
Yeah.
As you know, in the TikTok, that the technology. So I think what we need to do is to show our members and those that want to aspire to be in the franchising space, the opportunities that come with AI and the challenges that come with it, and how do we embrace and be innovative. Funding opportunities exist, but you need to be innovative as well, because everybody and anybody for the past years have been complaining about funding mechanism being a barrier to entry and all that stuff. So that's more of a buzz bearer. Come, let's talk and find ways of how we can move the needle. Because as you can see, we seem to be becoming the enemy of the world.
Mm.
So then we have to find a way as to how do we survive.
Listen, Mr. Fred, I'm a young person, for instance, and like you're saying, let's not wait for employment here. When you speak franchising, what are you directing this at? Are you speaking to a young person starting up or going the entrepreneurial route and establishing a franchise or joining in the wagon of existing franchises? What are you looking to do?
With young people, we understand the challenge that come with it. One is that you don't have the necessary experience to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you don't have the necessary experience to work in a franchise business.
Mm-hmm.
So what you are saying, let's skill you up.
Okay.
Attend to activities that exist that deals with skills development. We have our partners, Servicita, we have SETFA, we have WNRCita, we have APSAS of this world. We have ESDs. Join those, gain the necessary experience. Then when you have the necessary experience, understand how business works. Remember, one of the major issues against the youth is the patience and perseverance. So if you happen to work in a system for a period of 3 to 5 years, you understand how it works. Your entrepreneurial spirit and energy kicks in. We know young people are innovative in nature.
Yeah.
So you can say, but you know, I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from this business. Then you can start looking at how do I become a business owner or buy into this business, because now you understand how business works.
Now, let's go back to our 2026 FASA conference. Who exactly are you looking to have at this conference? Is this just for Abuluk, who are still looking to go into franchising? Is this like a networking platform? Will there be, you know, the big guns of the game? How is it supposed to look like?
Our audience is diversified. We have matured executives, if I could put it that way, those that have been in the game for a long time, that understand the game, but look for new investment, that look for new opportunities. Then we have those that may want to buy into existing businesses. There you are looking for opportunities to invest in. Then we have those that want to understand how franchising works. You'll be amazed as to how many actually want to know how franchising works, but they don't know where to start.
Oh.
So I think the conference will be diversified in nature, where you have executives that look for new opportunities, that look for new solutions, and so forth. You have those that want to invest in existing businesses, those who also want to get their wealth of knowledge as to how to go about operating and running a franchise business. Then you have the policymakers who are looking at what you need to do to understand how franchising works so that we can put the necessary policy in place to create an operating environment that is conducive for franchising to become an economic driver in the country.
Is it fair to say this could be a good networking opportunity for those who are still looking to grow in the space?
It's an excellent opportunity, because you'll never get so many franchisors in one room like at the conference.
Oh, perfect. So when exactly in 2026 is it going to be? I understand it's literally 2026 is not even a month away. It's less than a month away, actually. So when exactly is it going to be? And just the finer details of where exactly?
The 19th of February, Beachwood Hotel. I don't know whether it was under Binono or Boxback.
I know that confusion.
It's in the center there. it's in the center there. So we chose that space intentionally.
And is there still space? Also, how can I be part of the conference if I'd love to be there?
There's a website that they've created. I think it's the sponsorships for at fasa.co.za, or you can go to our website or our LinkedIn or social pages, and you'll find more information on the conference.
Absolutely amazing. Anything else you'd like to add, Mister?
Let's get active. Let's be intentional about what we want to do as a country. The ball is in our hands. It's not in no one's hands. It's our own tool to drive the economy. Thank you very much.
We can't still cry about unemployment in this day and age when there are so many opportunities presented to us, right?
Well, you have WNRC Theta, who's got opportunities. You have Service Theta, who's got skills development plans and opportunities. You have STEDFA, who have non-financial and financial support. You have APSA, who have incredible funding products. Come to the conference, understand what they do, and get going.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fred. This has really been a lovely and insightful conversation.
And lastly, we have Radio Pulpit, our media partner.
Yeah.
Will be there also to share their products, their programs, their advertising opportunities, their marketing products that they offer to franchisors, franchises, manufacturers, everybody and anybody.
Ah, man. Thank you so much, Mr. Fred, for that shout-out to Radio Pulpit. Have a lovely afternoon, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.